Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, people? There you go, entertainment. Y'all know how we used to do it, man. Right now, we just starting off. About to work some kinks out and stuff, man. We about to get this show back live and proper, man. Back by popular demand. Yeah, we got thousands of people been listening and tuning into us for the last... for a while. I'm looking at these stats, man. It's ridiculous how much people want us to get the show going back again, man. So we're going to start this thing off with, I'm going to see who the callers on the line, you know, how we used to do it. But first off, man, we're going to start this thing off like we normally do with prayer, man. I mean, you know, we always start our day off, man. You need to start your day off with prayer, you know. Tell the Lord, thank you for, you know, being there. We usually read a Bible verse, so I'm going to start off with a Bible verse for y'all. That's most of y'all probably know. Some of y'all heard about the 23rd Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, thou preparest the table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. All right, y'all, we got some callers on the line. We got quite a few. I'm going to try to get to everybody, but just stay tuned if you can. If you can't get through it, we can't get through to you. You also can listen online. I don't know if y'all saw the links that I post. You can click right on the link. There's an option to call if you have a microphone. If you're on your smartphone, you can click on the link, and it'll take you straight to the show, and you can talk straight from there. It's a learning experience for a lot of y'all that's new out there, I understand. But stay with me. We're going to get this thing popping again. Caller, I got a caller on the line today, Miss 843605. How you doing this morning? Talk to me.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What's up? How you doing?
Nothing at work.
At work, chilling.
Huh?
You want to introduce yourself to the people?
I'm Pam. What's his cousin.
Hey, Kazo. What's going on this morning, man? Tell me something good.
Oh, God. Do you really want to know?
If you're going to tell me.
I'm changing. I'm like, been reading my Bible, and I think I'm going to give myself to the Lord.
Oh, like my changing. That's what's up. Hey,
yeah.
That's good. The Lord is good. And the Lord can't go wrong. That's what's up, Kazo. Hey, that's yes, the topic for the day. I like that. I'm going to go through these calls right quick, Kazo, and I'm going to come back to you, all right?
Okay. Okay.
All right. I got a caller from Charlotte on the line, 704 number. How you doing this morning?
What's up, Fox?
Yo, what's going on? Who this is? Who I talking to? Tell the callers who I talking to.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy? What's going on, Big Daddy? How you doing?
I'm good.
Tell me something good, Dan, if you good. Tell me something good.
Okay.
You good?
Well,
tell me something good.
I honestly just like the way the Lord is really working in my life, pretty much. You know.
Everybody getting saved. Everybody going to church. That's what I talk about.
I'm real excited about starting school next month. So.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I want my own stuff. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
All right, Big Daddy. I'm going to come back to you in a second. I'm going to go over here and talk to some other people on this line, see what's going on today. Yo, I'm a caller from the 843-810. What's up? Caller from that 843-810. What's that name?
What's going on? That's your co-host, Derek B. in the building.
Hey, hello. Co-host in the building. You know how we do this thing. We got the technician, Derek B., on the ones and toes. Hello. I'm going to keep you on the line right there, co-host. You know what I mean? And we're going to do this thing. How you doing this
right.
morning, though? What you doing? You good?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good helping you out. We're bringing the Blog Talk Radio back, man.
There you go. There you go. We're going to go to the next caller. We got caller from the 201. Yeah, that looks like Pennsylvania or something. Caller from the 201-57. What's up?
Yo, 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 this is Peaches. What's up?
That's Jersey. Oh, what's going on, Peaches? Hello. What's up with you?
Hold on.
Come on, I'm good. You can't be calling in, putting us on hold now.
Hello?
Peaches.
You.
You can't be calling in and putting us on hold now. What's going on?
Y'all ain't on hold. Man, let me find out. Everybody saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, five bad times this morning.
Hey, so tell me what's going
on. I got on here. I thought I was on TD Jakes' line. I was about to hang up. I was like, Father God, please forgive me, but I have sinned. I done called the wrong damn line this morning. Yo, y'all laughing. I was dead ass.
You something else.
But anyway, what's going on? Y'all know y'all got Miss Peaches on the line. What's good?
You tell me what's good. Everybody say it was good this morning. You going to church too?
I might as well. Everybody else done been there. I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I want him to guide us through our day. Man, I ain't messing with y'all. I'm not going to hell with gasoline drawers on fucking with DYD, okay?
I'm about to go to the next call and see who else on this line right quick. I'm coming back.
Goodbye, cause
hey. Hello, I think this is my other co-host right there. What's going on with you, Bob? Talk to me.
What's going on, man? Y'all already knew it, yeah? Slight motherfucking king. He just retarded, dude. I ain't gonna lie. He just retarded,
yeah.
Man.
Peaches here, man. You know Peaches ain't gonna change, man. That's Pete. Hey.
Yeah, we cranking this thing back up, man. You know, everything's empty, boy, at work. We cranking this thing back up for the people who ask for it. Y'all know how we do it.
Yeah. You already know, man. You already know. That's how it's been going on forever, man. We bringing it back. Hey, check this out,
hey,
dude. I got some more
calls coming soon.
Oh, man. They ain't know nothing about that yet. They ain't know nothing about that yet. Just be on the lookout for that DYG TV coming real soon. I got another call on the line. I'm going to keep you on the line, though, cohort. Me, Derek, and DDP on the things today, man. We doing this thing. We doing only a 30-minute show today, man. We're going to talk to some people, and we're going to get some topics popping, and we're going to, you know, keep it going. Caller from the 843. What's that name? Who does talk to me? Caller from the 843-826.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
I can hear
it's
you.
E to the A to the E to the LLE. What's up?
Correct. You somebody feeling good this morning.
I've been drinking red Kool-Aid. Anyway, what's
red
up,
Kool-Aid.
Y'all?
What's up?
I told the line since 9:50 damn 3.
I know. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm glad you're on with us.
In case y'all can't spell that shit out, hey.
I know. I said, what's up, though? I don't even have to ask you how you feel. It feels like you're in a great mood.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's up. Tell me something good.
What's up, John?
Tell you something good?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. That's good.
Okay.
That's I love always, the Lord. Keep it in touch with the gal. I love the Lord, y'all, but I will set it off. Y'all have a blessed day.
So everybody love the Lord today. That's good. We know that. You know everybody got
every
that.
Day. I praise him every day. I praise him every day now.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Keep God in your life regardless of what you do, man. You always got to know that and respect that. I respect all of y'all, what you said and see about the Lord. Now, we're going to get this show
get
a little bit. I'm going to come back to you, Shell. I'm going to come back to you in a second, Shell. DDP, Derek, you know, this run through the day we just doing, but tell me something good, man. What y'all doing, man? DDP, Dante, you know, we usually do some prank calls, and we usually get into some topics. So we kind of pressed for time to do this. So that's what we're going to do. We're gonna get some topics going on right quick. I'm going to go back to a couple of y'all callers on the line in a second and talk to y'all. But for right now, let me go back up to my first caller. How you doing, Pam? You on the line live right now. Tell me something good, man. We about to call some people and do some prank calls right quick. You remember you had people ready to jump out the window, boy.
I know, right?
No, that's
when you and Cynthia.
Yeah.
So what you want from me? Some numbers?
Yeah, I'm gonna get some numbers. I'm gonna call some folks. And
Give me a topic
right now while we get that together. We're going to get some callers on the line in a second and do the comedy show. Give me a good topic.
Yeah.
Well, what has been on your mind or you heard somebody else talk about or something? Think about that one right there.
Been
right?
On my mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the topic for today. What has been on your mind? We're going to get a little bit personal with it. Is it on your mind or a friend of yours mind, like, you know, like something you just ain't really had no answers to. Like you get the answer but you're still not clear about it. And that's a question for everybody that's on the line today. I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna give y'all some time to think about it. I'm gonna give you some time to think about it, Pam, and I'll be back to you. Nita.
What's up, dog?
You heard the topic? You heard the topic?
What's been on my mind?
Yeah, what's been on your mind, your friend's mind, a family member, anything? There's something that you ain't had no answer to, and you just be like, you wonder. Let's talk
what's
about
what's been
it.
On my mind. Okay, what's been on my mind is pretty much how you are in life, but how life isn't presented that way back to you, pretty much. Like, always have that question, why me? Feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Like, why certain things happen to you in life?
Well, you know, I guess they always say everything's happened for a reason. So, you know, I can accept that. God does everything for a reason. But, you know, if you this type of person and you do the best you can in everything you do, you always seem like you get the shit stick. Feel what I'm saying?
Right.
No matter how good of a person you are, you know what I'm saying? Right. You seem to always get the shit stick.
That's a good question.
And so that's pretty much where I'm at right now, you know.
I see you. I'm following you. All right. Let me ask. We're going to go off of that right there. I really don't have too much answers. I just know anything, that's just life, man. It's not just you. It's everybody. Even though the people that you see that rich and got all of these riches and just lovely things, they go through
problems and situations too, you know. So it's like, it's life, to be honest. It never, you just got to keep overcoming. The great people and good people in this world are the people who come to an obstacle, a mountain or whatever, and they cross over it. They don't let it stop them. That's the main thing. Just don't stop. Whatever you come to, like, you might get the shit at the end of the stick, but shit, keep going. Don't let that change your personality. Just be aware and don't get the shit at the end of the stick all the time now, because you're aware of somebody trying to give you the shitty end of the stick. You see what I'm saying? That where
yeah.
the third eye comes in and your knowledge sees it. You know, somebody might get over on you one time, but you don't continue to let them get over you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion about it. We're going to go on to another caller and come back to you.
Hey, I got something to say to Nita. Nita, I'm going to flip it on you and ask you, you know, you should look at it in a positive way and say, why not you? For instance, you know, the accident you passed on the road, that could have been you. You see what I'm saying? So instead of looking at everything in the negative, why you? Look at it in the positive. Of the negative thing that's not happening to you and make that work for you.
All right. That's what's up. DDP, you got it. Y'all tell. Yeah. Yeah, I remember you. How you doing? Good. Hey, Nita, what it is, man, it's difficult starting over, but better than going back. So keep that in mind.
You guys see Flight? I had a hard time even then. Flight. We're having a little technical difficulties with our Flight right quick. We'll be back in a minute. Shell.
Yep, I'm here.
Did you hear the topic you had with we was talking about? You got anything to say about that?
Yes, I heard what Nita said, and I've always been told that ones that are due for a blessing are the ones that go through the most. Why? Because the devil is trying to block the blessing. So that's when I look like my situation, when I'm going through some things, and I feel like I'm at my itch when, I always know that when I go through this phase or whatever it is I'm going through, that I know that my reward and my blessing will be so much more. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, right. You just keep your head up and just realize that everything is for a reason, you know. Maybe there's a lesson that what you're going through to make you a better person, to, you know, so you can help somebody and, you know, share your experience and your life to them. So, you know, just keep your head up and just realize that, I mean, you got a blessing coming. So that's what the devil does. He want to block it. But you know what? Don't let him defeat you, though.
Okay. That's what's up. That's I like that, man. I like everybody's response, man. Nita, I hope you got from out that what we said. Give you a few seconds to talk about how you feel about the response that you got. But we're going to get to these prank calls in a second. Anybody got a number of somebody that they know not listening to the show right now that we can call and you can all basically call in. Somebody that you know that can call in right now. Nita, you there?
Yes.
Daddy.
What's up?
You heard everything people said?
Yes. And I truly appreciate it. All I can do. I mean, it's not going to change me. It gets frustrating. But it's not going to change me. It definitely is not going to change my heart.
All right. I got you, man. I hope everybody's comment was able to help you with your situation. I'm going to come back to you in a second, and we're going to get this great call going on. Now, Sydney, you got a number for us, man. You got a number for us?
Okay, I got some numbers, but what you going to call about first? Like,
I don't know. Let's see. You going to be my assistant or Derek going to do it? Derek, are you going to be my assistant? Derek.
What are we going to do? What's the game plan?
I don't know, man. We got to, you know how we do. We freestyle it. let's say we're gonna call somebody, we gotta do something different. Any ideas?
I got the same girl. You know, she's a storage manager. Just say something about her.
You had her about to jump out the window the first time. Leave her get her alone.
Okay,
you should call though. Huh?
I got Nikki.
Oh.
She on the phone?
She's on the phone.
Oh, she's heads up with you. Okay.
Okay.
I got
Taylor, hold on.
Huh?
Do this right here. All right. I got you. I don't think Nikki on the line. No.
She ain't.
Hey, Clay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Clay. We're going to call. We got 8 minutes left for the show.
Who you want to call, man?
Text me Nikki now, but we're going to get Nikki. She ain't paying attention to the show.
Oh.
Take it on that telephone number.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Nikki on what?
Mm-hmm. Y'all starting early, huh?
See a 240 number. Huh?
I can just put that on the line. Hey, Big Pete. Peter.
You.
Peter,
I got something for her.
I almost forgot pieces on the line, but.
No, call our number.
Just all.
What's up?
All I got is this.
You got the bumper here, or you did that already?
I didn't do none of that yet.
Hey, Peter.
Yo, you hear me?
Peter, check this out. We just going to call a random number, right, and just freestyle it.
Word.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, everybody. Just freestyle it. We're going to go with Joe Hayes right now because I'm sure you can just come up with some shit.
All right, go ahead. Put me on the line.
Hold on. Let me see what I'm going to call. Says Pam's. Say a storage place. We're going to call a storage place. And you're going to say you left something. You left your crack and then you got the No, don't say crack.
You said what?
You left something in there. You ain't paying your bill and they got your shit locked up. And then you start acting out.
All right.
And you don't know the information, you know, and all of that. And I don't know, just go freestyle from there. All right?
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on, P. I got you coming up right now. You're going to hear the call when it's coming in.
Oh.
Oh. Hold on. We're having some technical difficulties. So we're going to go to some music right quick. Cole's Derek B. Let the music drop. We'll be back.
Quarter pound fucking off on the elbow should look like the Grinch on Christmas, but it tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Lean in my cup, they got the dog on different levels. I so high up in my room, just like my feet can't touch the pedal.
Hey, y'all gotta excuse me for a second. Freaking out some things. Y'all get on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we got some technical difficulties. We apologize for the inconvenience and stuff. Basically, working out the kinks, getting the thing back started. This is a test right to do. To get back where we need to be. And stay tuned for new shows coming. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are unable to call a caller at this present time. So stay tuned to the There You Go page for our next broadcast of the There You Go show. Coming live and direct from UIG, our own people, our own show. We're going to have guest stars. We're going to have everything for you. But we're going to leave on this note right here, man. Y'all can listen to the song, but the show about to be over. It's just a 30-minute run today. Stay tuned with us. Sorry for all the people that called in and we couldn't get to you. Next show will be an hour, 2 hours like we normally do. So we'll have time for everybody to call in. This is our trial run right now to get back started. So, stay tuned until we meet again. This is your boy, Top Notch Freddy Fox. I am out of here.
This the next song. Yeah, say this the Freaky Mouth Sex song.
Like a vacuum, I call you Miss Hoover.
Yeah.
Girl, you a pro. I really like the way you maneuver.
Let's go.
When you on the dick, yeah, you got tricks.